OpenBSD from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This recording was last updated on October 23, 2011. OpenBSD is a Unix-like computer operating system descended from Berkeley Software Distribution, or BSD, a Unix derivative developed at the University of California, Berkeley. It was forked from NetBSD by project leader Theo Durot in late 1995. The project is widely known for the developer's insistence on open source code and quality documentation, uncompromising position on software licensing, and focus on security and code correctness. The project is coordinated from Durot's home in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Its logo and mascot is a pufferfish named Puffy. OpenBSD includes a number of security features absent or optional in other operating systems, and has a tradition of developers auditing the source code for software bugs and security problems. The project maintains strict policies on licensing and prefers the open source BSD license and its variants. In the past, this has led to a comprehensive license audit and moves to remove or replace code under licenses found less acceptable. As with most other BSD-based operating systems, the OpenBSD kernel and userland programs, such as the shell and common tools like cat and ps, are developed together in a single source repository. Third-party software is available as binary packages, or may be built from source using the ports tree. The OpenBSD project maintains ports for 17 different hardware platforms, including the DEC Alpha, Intel i386, Hewlett-Packard PA RISC, AMD AMD64 and Motorola 68000 processors, Apple's PowerPC machines, Sun Spark and Spark 64-based computers, the VAX, and the Sharp Zaris. Contents. Section 1. History and Popularity. Section 2. Open Source and Open Documentation. Section 3. Licensing. Section 4. Security and Code Auditing. Section 5. Uses. And Section 6. Distribution and Marketing. Section 1. History and Popularity. In December 1994, NetBSD co-founder Theo Durot was asked to resign his position as a senior developer and member of the NetBSD core team. The reason for this is not wholly clear, although there are claims that it was due to personality clashes within the NetBSD project and on its mailing lists. Durot had been criticized for having a sometimes abrasive personality. In his book Free for All, Peter Wehner claims that Durot, quote, began to rub some people the wrong way before the split from NetBSD. Linus Torvalds has described him as difficult, and the interviewer admits to being apprehensive before meeting him. Many have different feelings. The same interviewer describes Durot's transformation on founding OpenBSD and his desire to take care of his team. Some find his straightforwardness refreshing, and few deny he is a talented coder and security guru. In October 1995, Durot founded OpenBSD, a new project forked from NetBSD 1.0. The initial release, OpenBSD 1.2, was made on July 1996, followed in October of the same year by OpenBSD 2.0. Since then, the project has followed a schedule of a release every 6 months, each of which is maintained and supported for 1 year. The latest release, OpenBSD 4.9, appeared on May 1, 2011. On 25 July 2007, OpenBSD developer Bob Beck announced the formation of the OpenBSD Foundation, a Canadian not-for-profit corporation formed to act as a single point of contact for persons and organizations requiring a legal entity to deal with when they wish to support OpenBSD. Just how widely OpenBSD is used is hard to ascertain. Its developers neither publish nor collect usage statistics, and there are few other sources of information. In September 2005, the nascent BSD Certification Group performed a usage survey, which revealed that 32.8% of BSD users 1,420 of 4,330 respondents were using OpenBSD, placing it second of the four major BSD variants, behind FreeBSD with 77% and ahead of NetBSD with 16.3%. The DistroWatch website, well known in the Linux community and often used as a reference for popularity, publishes page hits for each of the Linux distributions and other operating systems it covers. As of June 2011, using a data span of the last 6 months, it placed FreeBSD in 15th place with 484 hits per day, PCBSD in 24th place with 346 hits per day, GhostBSD in 53rd place with 171 hits, OpenBSD in 58th place with 164 hits per day, Dragonfly in 62nd place with 142 hits per day, and NetBSD in 100th place with 94 hits per day. Section 2. Open Source and Open Documentation. When OpenBSD was created, Theo Durrault decided that the source should be made available for anyone to read at any time. So, with the assistance of Chuck Craner, he set up a public, anonymous CVS server. This was the first of its kind in the software development world. At the time, the tradition was for only a small team of developers to have access to a project source repository. Craner and Durrault concluded that this practice, quote, runs counter to the open source philosophy, unquote, and is inconvenient to contributors. Durrault's decision allowed, quote, users to take a more active role, unquote, and signaled the project's belief in open and public access to source code. A revealing incident regarding open documentation occurred in March 2005 when Durrault posted a message to the OpenBSD MISC mailing list. He announced that, after 4 months of discussion, Adaptec had not disclosed the documentation required to improve the OpenBSD drivers for its AAC RAID controllers. As in similar circumstances in the past, he encouraged the OpenBSD community to become involved and express their opinion to Adaptec. Shortly after this, FreeBSD committer, former Adaptec employee, and author of the FreeBSD AAC RAID support, Scott Long, castigated Durrault on the OS News website for not contacting him directly regarding the issues with Adaptec. This caused the discussion to spill over into the FreeBSD questions mailing list, where the OpenBSD project leader countered by claiming that he had received no previous offer of help from Scott Long, nor been referred to him by Adaptec. The debate was amplified by disagreements between members of the two camps regarding the use of binary blob drivers and non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs. OpenBSD developers do not permit the inclusion of closed-source binary drivers in the source tree, and are reluctant to sign NDAs. However, the FreeBSD project has a different policy, and much of the Adaptec RAID management code Scott Long proposed as assistance for OpenBSD was closed-source, or written under an NDA. As no documentation was forthcoming before the deadline for release of OpenBSD 3.7, support for Adaptec AAC RAID controllers was removed from the standard OpenBSD kernel. The OpenBSD policy on openness extends to hardware documentation. In the slides for a December 2006 presentation, Durrault explained that without it, quote, developers often make mistakes writing drivers, and pointed out that the, quote, oh my god, I got it to work rush is harder to achieve, and some developers just give up. He went on to say that vendor binary drivers are unacceptable to OpenBSD, that they have, quote, no trust of vendor binaries running in our kernel, unquote, and that there is, quote, no way to fix them when they break. Section 3. Licensing. A goal of the OpenBSD project is to maintain the spirit of the original Berkeley Unix copyrights, which permitted a relatively unencumbered Unix source distribution. To this end, the Internet Systems Consortium license, a simplified version of the BSD license with wording removed that is unnecessary under the Berne Convention, is preferred for new code, but the MIT or BSD licenses are accepted. The widely used GNU General Public license is considered overly restrictive in comparison with these. In June 2001, triggered by concerns over Darren Reed's modification of IP Filter's license wording, a systematic license audit of the OpenBSD ports and source trees was undertaken. Code in more than 100 files throughout the system was found to be unlicensed, ambiguously licensed, or in use against the terms of the license. To ensure that all licenses were properly adhered to, an attempt was made to contact all the relevant copyright holders. Some pieces of code were removed, many were replaced, and others, including the multicast routing tools MRInfo and MapMbone, which were licensed by Xerox for research only, were relicensed so that OpenBSD could continue to use them. Also of note during this audit was the removal of all software produced by Daniel J. Bernstein. At the time, Bernstein requested that all modified versions of his code be approved by him prior to redistribution, a requirement to which OpenBSD developers were unwilling to devote time or effort. The removal led to a clash with Bernstein, who felt the removal of his software to be uncalled for. He cited the Netscape web browser as much less freely licensed, accusing the OpenBSD developers of hypocrisy for permitting Netscape to remain while removing his software. The OpenBSD project's stance was that Netscape, although not open source, had license conditions that could be more easily met. They asserted that Bernstein's demand for control of derivatives would lead to a great deal of additional work, and that removal was the most appropriate way to comply with his requirements. The OpenBSD team has developed software from scratch, or adopted suitable existing software because of license concerns. Of particular note is the development, after license restrictions were imposed on IP Filter, of the PF Packet Filter, which first appeared in OpenBSD 3.0 and is now available in Dragonfly BSD, NetBSD, and FreeBSD. OpenBSD developers have also replaced GPL license tools, such as diff, grep, and packageconfig, with BSD license equivalents, and founded new projects, including the OpenBGPD routing daemon and the OpenNTPD time service daemon. Also developed from scratch was the globally used software package OpenSSH and OpenSSL. Section 4. Security and Code Auditing. Shortly after OpenBSD's creation, Theo Durrault was contacted by a local security software company named Secure Networks Inc., or SNI. They were developing a network security auditing tool called Ballista, later renamed to CyberCop Scanner after SNI was purchased by Network Associates, which was intended to find and attempt to exploit possible software security flaws. This coincided well with Durrault's own interest in security, so for a time the two cooperated, a relationship that was of particular use leading up to the release of OpenBSD 2.3, and helped to form security as the focal point of the project. Until June 2002, the OpenBSD website featured the slogan, 5 years without a remote hole in the default install. And in June 2002, Mark Dowd of Internet Security Systems disclosed a bug in the OpenSSH code implementing challenge response authentication. This vulnerability in the OpenBSD default installation allowed an attacker remote access to the root account, which was extremely serious not only to OpenBSD, but also to the large number of other operating systems that were using OpenSSH by that time. This problem necessitated the adjustment of the slogan on the OpenBSD website to "One remote hole in the default install in nearly 6 years." The quote remained unchanged as time passed, until March 13, 2007, when Alfredo Ortega of Core Security Technologies disclosed a network-related remote vulnerability. The quote was then altered to, "Only two remote holes in the default install, in a heck of a long time." This statement has been criticized because the default install contains few running services, and most users will install additional software. The project states that the default install is intentionally minimal, to ensure novice users, quote, do not need to become security experts overnight, unquote, which fits with open source and code auditing practices argued to be important elements of a security system. OpenBSD includes features designed to improve security. These include API additions, such as the strlcat and strlcopy functions, toolchain alterations, including a static bounds checker, memory protection techniques to guard against invalid accesses, such as ProPolice, and the WXORX page protection feature, and cryptography and randomization features. To reduce the risk of a vulnerability or misconfiguration allowing privilege escalation, some programs have been written or adapted to make use of privilege separation, privilege revocation, and CH routing. Privilege separation is a technique pioneered on OpenBSD and inspired by the principle of least privilege, where a program is split into two or more parts, one of which performs privilege operations and the other, almost always the bulk of the code, runs without privilege. Privilege revocation is similar and involves the program performing any necessary operations with the privileges it starts with and then dropping them. CH routing involves restricting an application to one section of the file system, prohibiting it from accessing areas that contain private or system files. Developers have applied these features to OpenBSD versions of common applications, including TCP dump and the Apache web server. OpenBSD developers were instrumental in the birth of, and the project continues to develop, OpenSSH, a secure replacement for Telnet. OpenSSH is based on the original SSH suite and developed further by the OpenBSD team. It first appeared in OpenBSD 2.6 and is now the most popular SSH implementation available on many operating systems. The project has a policy of continually auditing code for problems, work that developer Mark Espy has described as never finished, more a question of process than of a specific bug being hunted. He went on to list several typical steps once a bug is found, including examining the entire source tree for the same and similar issues, trying to find out whether the documentation ought to be amended, and investigating whether it's possible to augment the compiler to warn against the specific problem. Linux kernel creator Linus Torvalds has expressed the view that development efforts should be focused on fixing general problems rather than targeting security issues, as non-security bugs are more numerous. Quoting Torvalds, "All the boring normal bugs are way more important, just because there's a lot more of them." On July 15, 2008, he criticized the OpenBSD policy. "They make such a big deal about concentrating on security that they pretty much admit that nothing else matters to them." OpenBSD developer Mark Epsi replied to Torvalds' statement, "It's a totally misinformed opinion. Fixing normal bugs is exactly what the OpenBSD project does all the time." Developer Artur Grabowski also expressed surprise. "That's the funniest thing about this. Torvalds was saying the same things we say." On 11 December 2010, Gregory Perry sent an email to Theo Durot alleging that the FBI had paid some OpenBSD ex-developers 10 years previously to insert backdoors into the OpenBSD cryptographic framework. Theo Durot made the email public on 14 December by forwarding it to the OpenBSD tech mailing list and suggested an audit of the IPsec codebase. Durot's response was skeptical of the report, and he invited all developers to independently review the relevant code. In the weeks that followed, bugs were fixed, but no evidence of a backdoor was found. For more information on security and code auditing, please see the Wikipedia article OpenBSD Security Features. Section 5. Uses. OpenBSD security enhancements, built-in cryptography, and the PF packet filter suit it for use in the security industry, for example, on firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and VPN gateways. Proprietary systems from several manufacturers are based on OpenBSD, including devices from Armor Logic, Profence Web Application Firewall, Calyptic Security, GENUA MBH, RTMX Inc., and .Vantronics GmbH. Code from many of the OpenBSD system tools has been used in recent versions of Microsoft's Services for Unix, an extension to the Windows operating system, which provides some Unix-like functionality. originally based on 4.4 BSD Lite.
CoreForce, a security product for Windows, is based on OpenBSD's PF firewall.
OpenBSD ships with the X Windows system and is suitable for use on the desktop.
Packages for popular desktop tools are available, including desktop environments GNOME, KDE, and XFace, web browsers Conqueror, Mozilla Firefox, and Opera, and multimedia programs MPlayer, VLC Media Player, and Zine. OpenBSD's performance and usability is occasionally criticized. Felix von Leitner's performance and scalability tests indicated that OpenBSD lagged behind other operating systems.
In response, OpenBSD users and developers criticized von Leitner's objectivity and methodology, and asserted that, although performance is given consideration, security and correct design are prioritized, with project member Nick Holland commenting, quote, "It all boils down to what you consider important," unquote.
OpenBSD is also a relatively small project, particularly when compared with FreeBSD and Linux, and developer time is sometimes seen as better spent on security enhancements than performance optimizations. Critics of usability say that OpenBSD has a lack of user-friendly configuration tools, a bare default installation, and a Spartan and intimidating installer. These see much the same rebuttals as performance, a preference for simplicity, reliability, and security. As one reviewer puts it, running an ultra-secure operating system can be a bit of work. Section 6. Distribution and Marketing. OpenBSD is available freely in various ways. The source can be retrieved by anonymous CVS or CVS up, and binary releases and development snapshots can be downloaded either by FTP or HTTP. Prepackaged CD-ROM sets can be ordered online for a small fee, complete with an assortment of stickers and a copy of the release's theme song. These, with its artwork and other bonuses, are one of the project's few sources of income, funding hardware, bandwidth, and other expenses.
In common with other operating systems, OpenBSD provides a package management system for easy installation and management of programs which are not part of the base operating system. Packages are binary files which are extracted, managed, and removed using the package tools. On OpenBSD, the source of packages is the port system, a collection of makefiles and other infrastructure required to create packages. In OpenBSD, the ports and base operating system are developed and released together for each version. This means that the ports or packages released with, for example, 4.6 are not suitable for use with 4.5, and vice versa. OpenBSD at first used the BSD daemon mascot, created by Marshall Kirk McCoustic. Subsequent releases saw variations, eventually settling on Puffy, described as a pufferfish. Since then, Puffy has appeared on OpenBSD promotional material and featured in release songs and artwork. The promotional material of early OpenBSD releases did not have a cohesive theme or design, but later the CD-ROMs, release songs, posters, and t-shirts for each release have been produced with a single style and theme, sometimes contributed to by Ty Simaka of the Plaid Tongue Devils. These have become a part of OpenBSD advocacy, with each release expanding a moral or political point important to the project, often through parody. Past themes have included: in OpenBSD 3.8, The Hackers of the Lost Raid, a parody of Indiana Jones linked to the new raid tools featured as part of the release; The Wizard of OS, making its debut in OpenBSD 3.7, based on the work of Pink Floyd and a parody of The Wizard of Oz, related to the project's recent wireless work; and OpenBSD 3.3's Puff the Barbarian, including an 80s rock style song and parody of Conan the Barbarian, alluding to open documentation.
You have just finished listening to OpenBSD from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.
This recording was last updated on October 23rd, 2011. This sound file and all text in the article
are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.